Someone that suffered from arthritis, you're healed in Jesus' name. Just receive that right now. You're healed. It's showed up in some of your joints. And there's power. There's healing power right now touching that place in Jesus' name. I heard the Lord say that he's going to give somebody a whole bundle. Just a whole bundle of his goodness. Everything you need. Everything you need is going to come to you. He wants to do that for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have had you on my mind today. And I know the Lord put you on my mind. And the Lord wants you to know these are going to be the best days ever. The Lord is giving you increase right now. And he just wants you to know, well done, good and faithful servant. He's walking with you, talking to you, ministering with you. And he wants you to know that there's a special supernatural strength coming upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You're going to make a breakthrough. And when you do, there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs for a lot of people right after you make the breakthrough. In fact, keep record, 17 breakthroughs after you break through.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for those six figures in Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Also, I see the Lord saying wisdom. It's like he's handing it to you in a goblet. There's wisdom, and he's preparing you for the next stages of what you're going to do ministry-wise. And he's also stepping you up in the finances in Jesus' name. And you'll be able to hear every investment, everything you're supposed to do perfectly. And you are harvesting as you are working. You're harvesting as you're working, and never forget that in Jesus' name. But you're right on track. But you'll write them down. You'll watch them. And most of the people that are going to break through are here. There's four that aren't, but the others are. There's 13 of them that are in this congregation that'll break through because of something you break through on.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The enemy's tried to pull you down. But if you'll tune in, you're going to see some magnificent glory in your life. You're going to receive healing that you haven't had. And there's amazing 7 turnarounds for you. If you'll just tap into God, the Lord wants you to get with him and begin to pray with him privately. And you begin to, he's going to show you some people to listen to. And they're going to stir up your spirit. And you're going to walk into much more freedom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. My covenant will I keep. And I will not break, says the Lord. I will stay strong with you, David. I will stay strong with you. Have no doubt that I will stay with you every step of the way. You are about to skip a few steps and go into higher places in Jesus' name. Financially and spiritually and physically. I see the Lord giving you some new thought patterns, working through some new thought patterns. You're going to go, hey, this is kind of cool. It's kind of this, more of a creative realm in Jesus' name. You know, the Creator made you. You are creative in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. It's time to come up another level now. It's time to come up. The Lord's going to call you into a deeper place. You are understanding. You are comprehending. And now he's going to work with you on a new level. And there are some things that have tried to hold you back, but they're not going to hold you back. There's no people that are going to hold you back. They're coming with you. They're going to move forward with you. And so you just be ready, because that's going to happen. And you have been one of those people. You are not lukewarm. You're standing here tired from working, but you showed up anyway. And the Lord wants you to know that success is right on the end of things like this. Well done, good and faithful servant. You pressed, and now he's going to press for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Okay, okay, okay. Now come over three more hurdles. Coming over three more hurdles. You're coming over three more hurdles. You know what you want. You know what God wants. And you're coming on through in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You're going to have promotion sooner than you think. And you've done well, but I see that you're going to actually supervise something more. You're going to have a place of supervision that's greater. I think here and also where you work, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we will. Yes, we can. Yes, I'll do it, he's saying to you. There's a place where you need for strength to rise up. Not just physically, you're pretty good, but you need strength to rise up around you. You need some sort of something to come up, some strength. The Lord will talk to you about this, because I don't know any further than that. I can only say what I know. But you've got it. You've got it. You've got a river, and I see you have a daring spirit. You always have. And you kind of settled a little. But no. Now in this awakening, you're going to come back up. And I said, do you know who Miss Edders is? Do you remember Miss Edders? Yes. Well, there's something in you like her. There's something that you're like her in some ways. And during this awakening, you're going to be used like that. You're going to be used like that. Just the anointing around you is going to bring healing to people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 There's grace for everything you need. Grace for everything that needs to happen in Jesus' name. Grace. It'll all go smoothly in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 You need to write down some stories from your past. You're going into a time of writing. I see you in a room just sitting down and writing and telling some of the very things that have happened in your life with God. Thank you for it, Lord. And all that country singing too. Thank you, Lord. Two diamonds. Diamond and diamond. Two diamonds. Ready to go. Next mission. I see you both like, and so it's not like airline. I see you like rockets. I see you like rockets in these days. In these days, you'll be like rockets. There's a whole lot of power to push. Power to push. You both are going to have power to push. And it's all God ordained, and it's all God's power. You both know how to step into graces. And you both have graces. And this power to push is going to bring forth a whole lot more than you thought. There's a great harvest that you're involved in. And the Lord wants you to know that you are going to, with your very eyes, I sense that you kind of have the same promise I have. You've waited for a long time to see certain manifestations. It is upon us and it's upon you, and you're going to see with your very eyes the maimed healed, the lame walk, the blessing come on people. I also see you, Randy, in a hammock, and I see you swinging. You got one leg hanging out, and you're laughing and laughing and laughing as you command every morning. You're just commanding every morning, and angelic forces are just ministering. The depth of habitational authority is going to come forth in this next season. And all the times that you prayed over this city, all the times that you prayed over this county, all the times that you prayed over Texas and beyond, some of those prayer harvests are about to flood in on both of you in Jesus' name. The Lord also wants me to talk to you about your parents. He has them in the palm of his hand, and he will take care of them every day, no matter what the two of you need to do, no matter where you're going, no matter as you're in and out. He wants you to know that he has a special care assignment for them. And you both have been very generous. You've not been lukewarm about your family. And you've refused to do that. You've been consistent. And the Lord would say that the days are coming when you'll get a huge return on that from your own children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I see you speaking to the tired and hungry. Some tired and hungry. Not people on the street. Friendships. They're tired and hungry. But the power of your words gonna turn them around. And the power of prayer gonna turn them around. And they're gonna start saying, you know what? I can. You know what? I can cast this down and go on. I see them being able to do this. I see them being able to tie up their shoes and start moving instead of having their two shoes tied together all the time. That's an anointing on you. And that anointing will come on other people by association in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You have a particular aim. You have a particular aim in prayer. The Lord really likes it. The Lord really likes your particular aim. Really stay with it because I just have to say it like this. I don't know why. There's a splashdown with it. You're going to see the manifestation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the carrying of the anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for the whole package in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you that all the pups are safe. Thank you that they're all blessed. And thank you, Lord, that I hear the Lord saying, He right now is literally walking where I've worked. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're walking where He has worked in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You just go ahead and command that door to open, and it's going to open. Just command it to open. Make a decree. Set it in law. With your habitational authority and the right that God has given you in your ministry, and those doors will break open. The prison doors have been opened before, and you know how they opened. Praise, praise, praise God, and the prison doors will open in Jesus' name. Son, I told you to dream big, and you did. And you are going to see the manifestation of it. Stay up in those dreams. They're right. They're real. They're on target. Stay on them and watch what I'll do. And you're going to see your figures financially go up, 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 up. And the Lord will begin to call you to do certain things. It'll be so easy to do them. And the cloud of witnesses are cheering you on in this matter. But you are going to see, the wealth of the wicked is just going to pour in on you. In Jesus' name. They're going to let loose in two ways. Some of them are just going to go, I don't know why, but here. And I'm going to hire you. I'm going to do this. But also, I see you turning the hearts. I see you turning the hearts of the wealthy. They come in and begin to give to the kingdom of God. I see you doing that. You have an anointing in your mouth. And it just comes out to people as like business. But oh no, there's something behind that voice. There's something behind that voice, and you are going to see things. But not just in that realm. As you prophetically, there'll be people where you walk into a business meeting, and you're going to end up praying for them, and they're going to be healed physically in Jesus' name. And that airplane dream, it's not too big. It's not too big. It's not too big at all. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the Lord really giving you really good focus on some things to press into. Some things to press into. It's glory time. And you've been called to be right in the middle of it. And I see you're going to run into some kind of sophisticated gentleman person who... you're going to have an effect on them spiritually. You're going to witness to this person spiritually, and you won't immediately see that anything changed in their life, but you're going to hear back that it did. And so you just pray that way, that they're going to come across your path, and you're going to get credit for it in heaven, that they had a change in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. I see a rodeo going on around you. And there is, it may be coming off of her, I don't know. But no, I'm kidding. But I see that God's targeting your family right now. He's targeting your family right now in Jesus' name. Do you have a dog running around loose? Okay, Lord's going to tell you some things about that in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be the most comfortable time of your life. It's going to be the most anointed time of your life, but also the most comfortable time. I mean, if like you could have the best easy chair in the world, you're going to have the best easy chair in the world. It's that kind of life. For all that you put in, all you've done for your children, everything, it's your time. And I see that your children particularly are going to see a fresh anointing on you. And I see, you know how a boat makes those waves? They're going to ride right in back of your wave, like a skier, Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord's cooking up something for you, girl. He's cooking up something. He's stirring the pot right now, and he's about to present it to you. He's prepared a table before you, and you are going to enjoy that table spiritually. And the things that you've been praying and waiting on are sitting on that table in Jesus' name. See his spirit of understanding? A spirit of understanding coming on you stronger. You're going to have a working knowledge of the word like never before. I see some things changing inside you. Some things changing in you. And it's very pleasing to the Lord. But you're going to go further and further now in Jesus' name. I see you getting a real clear identity. Real clear identity in Jesus' name. I see like an exchange. There's an exchange gonna happen. But the Lord also wants you to know, I think maybe that, maybe in your upline, somewhere in your ancestors, there was a poverty spirit. But not on you. Not on you. Not on you. And you've cut it off from the rest of your family. You're gonna begin to experience, more wealth in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. I see three, your ministry, but I see three other investments, spiritually, and well, actually one of them's financial, and, the Lord wants you to know that he's working on something right now. And, now the Lord also saying to you, you're not gonna hop from here to here. You're gonna have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And so be ready to take those steps, because he needs for your eyes to see. He needs for you to hear some things. And there's a certain path to take. If you didn't take those steps, there would be people who would be left out. In Jesus' name. So thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that. We don't want to leave anybody out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Kept something like in a nest egg for you spiritually. He's also kept something in the heavenlies that's been like a nest egg, because in early in your life you gave and gave and gave and gave. You're still a giver, but you gave and gave and gave. You're still giving, and you have a harvest on all of that seed. And the Lord wants you to know that there is something miraculous that is going to take place to bring you harvest in Jesus' name. And he told me to tell you, you're on the right trail. Start looking, start watching, because there's an investment to be had that will give you six figures a year from now till the day you go to heaven. Amen. Yeah, I see you. You're stepping over, and you've got it now, and now there's a run going on. Now there's a momentum going on, and it's just going to continue. Lord wants you to know that the prayer, the things you're praying in the Spirit, they're enlarging our very camp right now. Pray them in. Pray in the sheep right now. Pray in those that are supposed to come here. You can pray in wherever everybody else is supposed to go to, but also pray in the people that are supposed to be here, and pray in whatever kind of church needs to be planted in Dripping Springs in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I've stirred up things on the inside of you on purpose, saith the Lord. I've stirred up things up on you on the inside. But I'll tell you now, I'm with you either way. I'm with you either way. When you come in, when you go out, I'm with you any way you want to go. But I'm going to walk you through the next few places as you've had these desires. I'm going to walk you in these next few places so you can see some things on another level. There's so much. There's so much. I'm always happy when my children have a desire to serve me. There's certain levels you can serve on, and then there's the top notch one. There's the top notch one. So I want to deliver that to you, saith the Lord. Take your time. Let God work. Walk where He's worked. Believe Him for it. You've already walked through the open door with saying yes. And now you just have to see what He's going to do. What He's going to do. So, now I'm not, this is not me. He's saying, don't be satisfied with just a good idea. Go with my idea. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just want to make sure you didn't think it was me trying to. I've got to come back to Lori. Where'd Randy go? In the bathroom? He had to go? Okay, so I don't know what this has to do with y'all, but you just pray about it. When I walked by y'all, I kept hearing 12 steps. 12 steps. Now, I know you don't need 12 steps, you know, that kind of 12 steps. But I'm thinking that there's something that is going to take place that God's going to download 12 steps for some other kind of deliverance to you. So just pray about it. I don't have a lot on that. I just kept hearing that, and I think there's something about 12 steps. Maybe it's just something personal of you are going to do this, do this, do this, do this. But you have them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who didn't get a word? I see you walking in uncommon places. Hey, if anybody needs to leave, just excuse yourself. It is 8:23. Uncommon places. Uncommon places. Places where other people couldn't get in, but you're going to get in. You walk in those places. There are times when you can just fill up the room with the anointing of God. Just fill up the room with the anointing of God. And it'll just be by just things you just say, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the anointing on Kim's life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see you in your steps, but they're not normal steps. It's like someone had put out a hula hoop, and you're having to pick up a foot and go through something. It's like you're having to kind of squash through something. But the Lord would say, there's plenty of room now to move ahead. There's plenty of room to move ahead. I'll do the leading, He says. Be sure and pray out every track before you move. Because it's going to fall into, your best way. Your best way. To your advantage. That's here it comes. To your advantage, not to jump and get it, but to move through. However, you will have to move. You will have to move through this one spot that perhaps you have held out on. But the grace is there now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. I see you putting up an umbrella because the gifts are going to rain so hard on you. They're going to rain so hard on you, you can just reach out and grab whatever you want, whatever you want. You are bold as a lion, and the Lord would say you stay that way. You just be bold as a lion. And career-wise, there is, you're where you are now, but there's coming a day when you get such a promotion. Such a promotion that everybody's going to, wow, over your promotion. You are a whoop-a-chunk person. A whoop-a-chunk person. It comes big, big resource to you in Jesus' name. And just as much Jesus as you take in, you're going to take that much finance in. Just as much spirit you are willing to deal with, you're going to take in that much finance in Jesus' name. You'll be able to finance the whole thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it. I see the Cinderella days are over. And I see God's bringing up his chariot. And you're getting in it. And you're about to get twirled around. You're about to get twirled around. The goodness of God is going to spin you around and bless you in a major way. Now, I see the Lord being your husband. He's being like your husband, and he's just having this wonderful time with you, taking care of you, ministering to you. And then, I don't know if you're looking for this, but I see the Lord being your husband, but then a husband manifesting. So, praise the Lord. If you don't want one, you better tell God. Thank you, Jesus. You're really brave. You're just really brave, and your bravery's good. You're strong in the Lord. You're courageous, and that courage is going to come up even more, even more, even more, even more, even more, even more. I see you. Now, don't take this wrong. I'm not saying cuckoo stuff. I see you in your right mind, in your right brain. You know what I mean by that? Yeah. Something about your brain, yeah. In the right brain. I see it right in Jesus' name. Does that mean something to y'all? Oh. Okay. Oh, you do? Okay, I'll ask you about it later. I rebuke nosiness in Jesus' name. I didn't know that. Praise the Lord. Willis. Gotta give Willis the word. Walk by faith. No. Art, come give Deb a word. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Deb, I see a chessboard and a rook. The rook is on the back row of all the key players, and he pushes forward for a big power move. And I see God making a big power move for you right now in this present time. Amen. Hallelujah. And with your daughter and her family, extreme comfort for them. I'm hearing the scripture, but I can't get it all out right now. It's where the avenger is coming to comfort her and her household in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's good. Thank you. That's good. You know, the avenger came to Esther. Amen. When Haman tried to, y'all know that? When Haman tried to come in, it was "Avenge me, Lord."
That's right.
And she was avenged. Let's stand up. Let's receive our offering as we're standing.